Welcome back to the Mark Moses Show as we are broadcasting live here from a very sunny and beautiful Daytona International Speedway right now. And this is very cute. We've had drivers on. We were having some of the sponsors on here a second ago. Let's get one of the GMs on with Front Row Motorsports. Does a great job. We had him on last year. His name is Jerry Fries. Jerry, how you doing today?
Doing good, Mark. Happy to be here.
You just got here, didn't you?
Yeah, we just flew in. Our whole team did. Landed probably 1:30. So haven't been here very long here today.
How many years now you've been in NASCAR?
I've been, this is my 23rd year in the Cup Series, so seen a lot in those 23 years, especially here at Daytona.
Okay, what was the first job? We'll ask you that. You're under the gun now.
Yeah, so my first job in racing, I worked for a guy that still has a team right now, Tag Geschichter, and I was doing some licensing work for him. And licensing was a really booming part of our business back in the late 90s. And so I learned a lot from Tad and beyond licensing and on the sponsorship side and all, and just been kind of working my way through it ever since.
That is really cool. All right, tell us about Front Row Motorsports, what you guys are all about.
Yeah, so we've been in business since 2005. It's been a full-time Cup racing team since 2009, though. And it's owned by a guy named Bob Jenkins out of East Tennessee. And, 2009, we were just one team and struggling to make races and get through the season. And the teams just got stronger and stronger over the years and expanded to a couple cars, three cars sometimes, won a few races. And, we're not one of those that's probably in line to win the championship this year or a bunch of races, but we're a good, solid team that can have some spectacular days if everything goes right.
All right, you got to be the hype man. Tell us about your drivers. Who do you got on the team this year?
Yeah, so we're really excited about that. Michael McDowell is driving our 34 car with Love's Travel Stop as our anchor partner on that. And this is his third year with our team. And Michael's just a really great, solid veteran in the sport. Does really well at these plate races at Daytona and a really good road course racer, too. On the other side, we got a rookie driver in John Hunter Nemechek driving a 38 car this year. And so it's good to have some new blood in there with some old blood. The new blood pushed the old blood to go a little faster, maybe, and the old blood help with the experience side with the younger guys. So we're looking forward to it.
We'll start with this and with Michael. I talked about him with him this yesterday. He should have won this race last year.
Yeah.
He was right there, buddy.
Yeah. He was top five, top ten the whole race, and was in a position to win there. I think on the green white checker and kind of got shuffled out a little bit. And it was really looking good there with one to go, and he still had a good fifth place finish in the race.
And then John Hunter Nemechek, you were just talking about, his dad was a driver as well. You were talking young guy. What do you like about him for your team?
Yeah, what I really like about John Hunter, he's only 22. There's a lot of these young drivers coming up through the feeder series with NASCAR and the truck series and ARCA series and whatnot. And you see a lot of them that, they get with, they might have some money to bring to the table and they can get with a good organization and run in the top five. What's different about John Hunter, he's kind of made it his own way. He's had a lot of help from his dad, but no real sugar daddy, so to speak, to help him out financially. But John Hunter's won races, and he's won six truck races. He's won an Xfinity race. He's won some of the biggest late model shows in the country, and he's just 22 years old. So that's the difference to me. He can win where, some other guys can just, be a participant, let's say.
Why can't we be 22 years old again? It's been a long time. It was about 16 years ago for me. Come on. I want to be 22 again. All right.
It's been a lot longer than that for me,
Mark.
Oh,
come on. We're here with Jerry Fries. It's a great job. GM of Front Row Motorsports. This is a tough question.
Yeah.
So what does a general manager do for a racing team at the NASCAR level? What don't I do?
Yeah, what don't you do? General is the right word. Not an expert at anything. And but I feel like I got really good knowledge around the whole industry, everything that we do from the business side to the car side, the logistics side and everything. And the main thing that I try to do is just kind of keep our financial house in order and not outspend what our budget is, but then try to get the best out of our race team that I can on the budget that we have. So, my day, it might be handling two personnel issues, that two people that don't get along, to a light bulb that fell out of the ceiling, to renting another space or something like that. You just never know. So it's just a little bit of everything.
Yes, I'm intrigued. All right, we finish here on Sunday. Race is over. Then what?
So that's this year is a little bit different for us. We go to Las Vegas for our second race. And for us, you know, the trucks have to go back home to North Carolina. We've got all these cars that are purpose-built, all the parts for Daytona. We got to offload everything from Daytona back in the shop, start the refurbishment of those cars and parts, and then the trucks will get restocked with all the Las Vegas inventory, and the trucks are going to head out either Monday night or Tuesday morning after this race to go to Las Vegas because we got to park on Thursday night in Las Vegas. So we'll have two truck drivers that drive nonstop to get to Vegas. It's about a 36-hour trip, and then the circus just moves on to the next town. So, and it's from Vegas to Fontana, California, and then Phoenix, Arizona, and then back to Homestead, Florida after that. So I think we got Atlanta, then Homestead this year. And so it's on after this, Mark. So,
being in NASCAR for a long time, what's that drive like? I know you've done it from Carolina to Vegas. What's that like?
Yeah, the drive, you said?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I haven't done it. Let's say.
So, all right, we'll do it. You and me.
Yeah.
We'll make it happen.
Yeah. Now David Reagan, who drove for us last year, and we got a little something going on with him this year too. David Reagan actually got his CDLs, jumped in the truck, and drove it to Sonoma a couple years ago. And now that he's semi-retired, he asked me if he could do another trip like that this year. So that's a good story with him, that he's actually gotten in the truck and drove it to the racetrack with his race cars in the back.
That is great. That's like Smoking the Bandit type stuff
really
right there.
Is.
It really is.
Yeah.
Okay, so if we want more information on all things Front Row Motorsports, how can we do that?
Yeah, so our website is teamfrm.com, mm-hmm. and then our social channels, I believe, are teamfrm as well. And that'd be the best way to find out more about us.
Before I let you go, what does Daytona mean to you?
It means a lot to me. You know, I'm somebody that, even though I've worked in the business 23 years, I've been, following NASCAR since I was a little boy. And I got to thinking about it the other day. I think my dad drug me down here when I was 8 years old, which was 1971, to tell you how old I am. And so, you know, to ever walk out of here, to me, I don't have any big goals for my career of anything big, but I'd love to be a part of a team that won a Daytona 500. And we've come close here at Front Row with David Gillian, finished third 1 year, and McDowell finished fifth last year. And when I worked for the Petties, we were close a few times, but never been able to pull it off. So, you know, just really love, especially the Daytona 500 would mean a lot.
Is it cliche to say everything has to go perfect from every aspect of the race for you to win this and break through?
It truly does. You know, there's, if you saw the race last Sunday, the clash, you know, there were so many accidents, and there's going to be accidents on Sunday, and you race in a big pack. So, you know, it's really just survival, and you got to have a lot of luck and miss the wrecks, and everybody debates whether you should run up front or run in the back. It's just getting there to the end. I know our cars are good enough that if we can make it to the end, they will have a shot to win the race.
Okay, then there's my follow-up question. We get into a wreck, and it happens to every race team. As the GM, then what happens? Because we got to fix this car, don't we?
Yeah, you got to fix it. And they got some rules now that you have 5 minutes to fix it on pit road, or if it gets towed in, you can't work on it. You're out of the race. So it's kind of not like it used to be, where you would do whatever you could to get the car back on the track. Now the car's got to be fairly drivable to be able to get it back on the track. But yeah, as a GM, I'm not a master of anything. So I'm just kind of observing, making sure that nobody's losing their head, hey. 5 minute clock's about to run out. If we can get them back out, we need to do it. So, the guys on the crew are a lot sharper with what we need to do to get the car drivable again.
Okay, so when we're watching the race on Sunday, who do we need to root for? I'm giving you the plug.
Yeah, I would root primarily for Michael McDowell and John Hunter Nemechek. I would also look out for David Reagan, and those would be my three favorites.
That's what I like. My man, thank you so much for stopping by, and good luck with everything here in 2020.
Thank you, Mark, very much.
Oh, we're going to get David on. I'm hearing this conversation. We went all the way to California. I want to hear this. That is great stuff. Yeah. I appreciate Jerry stopping by the show as we're broadcasting live here from